Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DeMar's response was perfect.
I thought it was too.
When they leave, I'll be talking again.
I thought it was all justifiable, but I didn't like I said, the clip with Drake after the game or whatever, I thought people kind of running with that a little bit. The first clip about him taking down the banner, I thought that was unwarranted and unnecessary. But it's how he feels, and I understand how he feels. We don't have to talk about all that because it's a sports show. But
this is DeMar DeRozan. This is our guy.
That is our guy. I rock with DeMar, man to man. Like I said, if everything that we know about him and Drake's relationship is on the up and up, he said it a number of different times. He was kind of foul for that. He was kind of foul for being in that video and being on that stage.
Hmm.
He's talked about a number of different times on Club Shay Shay about, man, Drake was there for me in my lowest point, and I was going through my mental health stuff, and he was just a friend to me, and we didn't even talk basketball. He's praised him a number of different times before that and after. And, yeah, if that's who he was to you, and if Drake thought that's what that relationship was, man to man, like, I know people don't like Drake, so they won't look at it this way. That was kind of foul.
Why do you think so many people don't like Drake?
I think people ride the wave a lot of the times. The issues,
people can't form their own opinion.
They can. I think a lot of people just ride the wave. The issues, that I really have with Drake, I bet none of these people have with Drake. And why I look at him like, bro, you're foul. Like, you're foul. I'll just say his obsession with women is out of pocket a lot of times. And not women in general, but the way he goes about things, the way he
his
moves.
His obsession with young women.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. That's not what it is. It's
not?
No. Like, it's so if he's with somebody that's 23 years old, that's an issue.
Yeah. How old is he? 38, 37?
Yeah, that's okay. That's not an issue. But the way he goes about his pettiness with women, and sometimes the way he uses it to
Rihanna.
get back at men and Rihanna. Stuff like mm-hmm. that. Like that's what I think that's whack of him. The way he's obsessed with that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's whack. That's where I don't. He's brought a lot of this stuff on himself. But the whole original point though is if DeMar was understand. DeMar was. Well, that's another thing that Guav don't talk about. They know each other. They're cool with each other. He wasn't thirsting over him or anything.
It's not what it sounds like.
Okay, but that's what it is.
Okay.
But if you don't know, you just say what you say, and then it's like, ah, he's dirty. But if you don't know, that's what you go about. They literally are cool with each other. They literally are friends. They're literally like homies.
Okay.
So, but that's my whole point. Like, even the whole thing with DeMar, like, I don't know if a lot of people know what happened with that, know the relationship that they have. And I'm not saying he was right or wrong. I say I understand. If that's the relationship they had and that happened, I understand that for sure.
So the reason I didn't write this into the show is because I feel like you will go to great length. Like, your assumption is anyone who disagrees with you doesn't know the story. And I don't think that's true.
No, I don't think that's the case.
Like, because if nothing else, we're talking to Sacramento. If nothing else, we're talking to Sacramento Kings fans. They heard DeMar.
I don't think
they might not have heard Drake, but they've heard DeMar DeRozan.
I'm not saying that's the case. I'm saying they don't look at it man to man. Man to man, was what DeMar did in that situation, was that cool? As far as being in the video and all that, if you know how close him and Drake were, was that cool?
So maybe that's where we differ, is I didn't know they were close.
They're like, according to both of them, they were really close in Toronto.
Yeah, then he probably should have politely declined the invitation to be in the video. I don't think he needed to decline the invitation to be at the pop-up.
I don't think he should have been dancing on the stage if they were that close. If somebody across the street puts out a record talking about you, and I go dancing to that record and then being in the video, are we cool after that? Like, you'd have a problem with me, right?
Yeah, probably.
That's all I'm saying.
But I'd tell you.
That's fine, too, but we'd have a problem.
I wouldn't wait for you to shut the door and call you a bitch.
Even on top of that, you'd be hurt. You'd be hurt that, because we're close, like, we're family. You'd be hurt that I did that.
Sure.
And
they were that close?
According to both of them.
Okay.
According to both
of them. I didn't get that. I've never heard Drake. I didn't get that from DeMar.
I'm not saying they're close. DeMar and him were closer than DeMar and Kendrick. Maybe they have a different bond, but from everything they've said, they were like this. They were tight. They were tight in Toronto. And DeMar said a lot of times that Drake helped him out a lot while he was out there.
So, okay, I think there's also something. What about since Toronto?
I don't know.
Because he's been – well, see, that's the other part. Like, he's been gone for a while. Did that relationship fizzle? Did it deteriorate? Did it not exist anymore?
We have no reason to believe that.
So, okay, you're right. But, like, if it was it was San Antonio, then Chicago. Mm-hmm. So DeMar is out of Toronto for however many years it's been. We'll say 4 years, 5 years.
Yeah, 19.
And you're not really talking during that 5 year period. What are DeMar's wrong word obligations to Drake?
That's not fair.
See, why not?
That's what. If we stop the show today and we don't talk, but we don't have a problem, I shouldn't be across the street dancing to a song about you. Like, just because we don't talk about it.
Okay, brother, in 5 years, you have my permission to go dance with Chris Verlade on a song about me. That's fine. What's your middle school, your school reunion?
Our Savior Luther. Shout out to our Savior Luther.
Get yourself off, man. Like, it's been 5 years.
I just disagree. If we were that close, you know what I mean?
I guess there's too much we don't know, because if you are that close, but in the 5 years you're not, I don't know what that says. Like, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be something ultra negative, but it's also I was there and I was part of the Raptors, and he's, you know, the Raptors guy. So, like,
we'll,
that's all that.
We'll
was.
Bring it home. We saw Vince and Doug Christie on Saturday hugging up.
I think they're still talking. I think Vince's ceremony is actually still going on right now.
the Vince and Doug, they have. We can just assume here they haven't talked in a long time at depth or anything like that. They, like, one shouldn't be choosing. If somebody had a problem with Doug Christie, Vince shouldn't be choosing their side, because they got history. They've been cool for a long time, even if they don't talk all the time. Okay. And all the other stuff.
Vince to go jump Rick Fox? I don't know. What you mean?
the whole basis is, I tweeted out on Saturday night, I thought everybody's feelings and responses were understandable.
The only thing that was
out of pocket, I thought, was Drake saying that unwarranted on the broadcast.
If Drake is hurt, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. If you need to address DeMar DeRozan, address DeMar DeRozan. That's my only point. If you look like you look, and he looks fake right now. That's what it looks like, because the camera caught it.
It looks fake. And that's my only point.
That's the one where I don't, like, I think people get it. Blown it up. Like, I don't think that the one that was on wax, like you were on the broadcast and you said that unwarranted. I thought that was
Drake. I don't think a fan can utter "get your bitch ass off the floor" to a player. I don't think that happens.
You don't think it happens?
I'm not talking about in the media role. I'm talking about in the Kenny seats. I'm talking about down there in the triple. I'm talking about there in the triple A's. Like, I didn't even know there were three A's down there.
You said you don't think that happens?
Nah.
What?
Nah. Nah. Nah.
Huh.
Like, with it, nah. You tell me. I'm never down there, so you tell me. You tell me what the discourse is like down in Kings Row A.
I'm pretty sure that absolutely happens.
But it's not the same thing, though, no?
It's not the same thing. But I also don't think it happens.
Yeah, I think it absolutely happens.
Okay. Somebody fix the camera on Vivek and tell me
I don't think Vivek does that, but okay. You're just saying people that
Cedric the Entertainer, get your bitch ass off my court. Reggie Jackson over there.
No, I need Vivek to say that to somebody. I need some Vivek. Say it to Luca. Say it to Luca.
Oh, please. Avenge Luka. Kyle Madsen. Avenge Kyle Madsen.
Say it to Luca.
Throw in the P word for good measure. Hey, we got you, Kyle. We got you. All right.
Yeah. All right.
Whatever.
I thought it was an entertaining night. There was only one thing.
It wasn't entertaining. I wanted that damn three to go in.
Yeah, that whole thing. Yeah. The only thing that I thought, and this is for everybody, is, you can't talk to Kenny about Drake. The only thing I thought that was wrong on Saturday night was Drake on the broadcast saying that.
Do you have a Drake tattoo?
Hell no.
No one believes you.
Hell no.
Where did you get that jacket?
You got a Kendrick tattoo?
Mm-mm, I don't have any tattoos.
All right.
But I've acknowledged I don't like Drake, and I like Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
You won't acknowledge you don't like Kendrick Lamar.
That's not true.
I don't think that is.
Let me ask you a question.
Because you're not.
Let me ask you a question. You're not. When this whole thing was going on, you're like, who do you think is going to win the beef? You asked me that question, right?
Mm-hmm.
What'd I say?
You said Kendrick.
I said Drake has no shot.
Yeah.
At beating Kendrick Lamar in a rap battle.
Well, yeah. I said you're a Drake fan. You're not stupid.
and I said I didn't praise Kendrick about him being a wordsmith, him being one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah,
absolutely. I love all his songs. Not all his songs, but I love a lot of his songs. His essentials, all that other stuff. That's been my whole gripe with this whole thing. You and others come from this whole thing as, I hate Drake.
No, I don't hate Drake. I don't like Drake.
Kendrick is that dude. I've said, I like both of these dudes.
Yeah, I just don't believe you.
I don't know why you would feel that way. There's literally only, I say maybe two, but through the whole thing, there's only one song that I said, this song is whack. And I've acknowledged that even if I think it's whack, I acknowledge the strategy of it. It was brilliant. It was not like us. Was
that not
brilliant?
Like us? Okay.
It was brilliant. It was real. I just don't like the song.
Uh-huh.
But when Like That came out, was I not hyped?
Oh, for sure.
When Euphoria came out after the first list, I was like, oh no, this is fire.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time, I like Kendrick's music a lot. I love it. I love Drake's too.
Well, Kyron is right. He said, I never could believe that Casey hates Kendrick. Casey loves everything from L.A.
Not everything.
We'll come back.
Sorry ass sports teams.
D'Lo and Casey, we are live at Sky River Casino, 32 Brew Street, 1 week from today. Yes, we are out there on Vet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight.
Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Veterans Day.
Yeah.
Our first ever live holiday broadcast. If you've got the day off from work, come hang out with us, man. If you can, bring some canned food. Bring some new socks. We could take all of that stuff, man. We're going to get it into the right people's hands for this upcoming holiday season. But canned food will go a really, really long way as we kick off our annual food drive over at KSFM. Make your plans to be with us next Monday, November 11th, Veterans Day, 32 Brew Street, Sky River Casino. Yes. Watch party.
Mm-hmm.
Kings, mm-hmm. Spurs, 4:30.
I'm gonna need that one too.
I think you're right. Yeah, dump that. Kings, Spurs, 5 o'clock.
We're live, pal.
We in the building. next Monday, November 11th, 32 Brew Street, inside Sky River Casino. I mentioned Domantas Sabonis. We got derailed by DeMar and Drake. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about Domas when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, we back in here. Let me ask you something. Did anything about that game Saturday worry you about the team?
No. I mean, simply put, no. I'm not worried about it. There were aspects where I thought, obviously, they could have played better. They looked dead energy-wise,
mm-hmm.
a lot of that game. And so I'd say maybe third quarter, fourth quarter for sure. They kind of turned it up, but I didn't see anything that I thought like for, and maybe this is why I'm a little, I don't know if optimistic is the word, but it stood out to me that they kept coming back. It feels like in the past they would have mailed that game in and chalked it up to, oh man, we had to go through customs and, you know, and all this other stuff. They kept pushing though. Mm-hmm. They kept pushing. They gave themselves an opportunity to win. They weren't able to get over the hump. And it's frustrating, but I didn't see anything that worried me about this Kings team.
Okay.
Even the thing I talked about earlier with, like, Keegan shooting better from three, like, that's not up to par. I think he'll get to where he needs to get to. I don't think that's long-lasting.
Well, the thing about Keegan, too, is I feel like he is busting his ass this year.
He's playing really well.
Yeah.
He's playing really well.
He's up from 5.5 rebounds mm-hmm. to 8 per game. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, we're still early, but the way he's working on both sides of the floor to get that total to 8, it's really impressive.
Yeah.
And that's a – I don't want to call it a different component to his game, but I'm sure that every Kings fan remembers last year mm-hmm. – where he had like zero.
Yeah.
And Mike never did this with Harrison, but Mike made sure to point out Keegan Murray has zero rebounds.
Yeah.
We can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in like the most Keegan Murray way imaginable, takes that as an FU. And it's like, yeah, I'm going to go. Okay. I got you. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, I forgot. What's the crash zone? What is it? I can't remember what the buzz term that they're using this year is. Oh, crash man. Zone. Kyle Mattson gives me the thumbs up. Yeah. Like, it's like, okay, all right, that's Keegan's bag right now. Mm-hmm. So while the three might not be hitting at the clip, we hoped it was 41% his rookie year, 35%, and I think it's 30% now. Mm-hmm. He's doing a lot of other things that are really helping this basketball team. Him missing threes, though, I wonder if that's a bigger... Like, this team is struggling in that department. And that now is a sample size that ran through the preseason.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I don't know what to make of this.
Yeah.
We're six games in. They're 3-3. It's not nothing. I don't know how big of a something it is because they're still scoring points. Maybe it's just something to keep an eye on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
I think it'll all work out eventually. One of the things that maybe kind of shines a little bit of light on the situation is I think the Kings play different than what they did. Like, they don't take – stats could tell it's different, but it doesn't feel like they take as many threes as they used to.
Mm.
So when they're only making 10 and they're shooting 10 to 12 less than they used to, it stands out a little bit more because they're not getting the same number of attempts up. But I think they'll turn around. I think they'll be a better three-point shooting team. And we talk about Keegan. I think him specifically, he'll pick it up from where he's been the last three games or so. And to your point, I even hesitate to bring it up because you're right, and I agree, he has played well this year. I think he's been really good. And you point to what he's done on the boards as a sign of growth and a sign of him improving. I agree. I think he's done everything that we've asked him to do on the defensive end. It's just that one component, and it's really these catch-and-shoot threes that I know he can make. I know he can shoot at a better clip that haven't gone down that much early, and I think that'll change. I think he'll be better as time goes along. Currently, I just wanted to check. Currently, he's shooting 30.8% on the season from three-point line. That's after six games.
30.8, that's Keegan.
That's Keegan. He shot 41, obviously.
De'Aaron's in the
year.
20s.
35, yeah, De'Aaron. Yeah. And De'Aaron, we learned a little bit more about the injury, the ligament damage to his finger. He says it doesn't affect what he does out there in his shot. So
I don't see how that's possible. I also don't expect De'Aaron to say anything else, mm-hmm. and I'm not a doctor, but I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express once, and I don't see how that's possible.
Yeah.
I really don't.
At the very least, it takes an adjustment that you got to get used to. And I don't know if he's at the point where he's used to it. But I will say this about that comment. He did hurt it four weeks before the season started. So that adjustment period I'm talking about, maybe he's already there.
Mm.
But I'm with you. I mean, at the very least, it's just different. Like, you got to learn a different way to shoot the ball, a different way to grip the ball maybe than you're used to. So I think, he was being accountable and trying to make sure nobody looks at that as an excuse. But I do think it probably affects him to some degree.
Has to. But, of course, it's something everyone will be monitoring moving forward. I did want to spend some time talking about what a terrific start to the season Domantas Sabonis is having. He had another monster triple-double against Toronto on Saturday. 17, 20, and 10 in 42 minutes. Of course, that was an overtime game, so that's a little bit different. But you can look back and see a little bit in the Atlanta game. When it's tightened up, Mike's gonna lean on the starters a little bit more. Yeah. We saw a couple of games of 30 minutes, 32 minutes, 33 minutes. Oh, that's good stuff. Game got a little tighter against Atlanta, probably when they didn't want it to. And,
right.
Back up to 38. Now we're going to overtime. Well, we're back up to 43. My dogs are staying out there. They're playing. I think Malik played. I don't need to tell you what I think. I could tell you what he played. He played 38 minutes in that one.
Yeah,
in the overtime game.
And not saying that you're saying anything different. Oh, no problem with it. Like, it's a close game.
Well, it's Mike. Mike's the one who keeps bringing it up.
But I mean, hopefully they get more games like the Utah game and the first Portland game where they can, get some guys some rest. But when it's winning time and you got a game that you're trying to win, regardless of who you're playing against, I don't know, it's going to be close to 40-something minutes a night. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They just weren't able to get the win on Saturday.
They weren't because R.J. Barrett and Chris Boucher decided to beat the hell out of them.
Goodness, Chris Boucher. I like him. I don't want to make it like he's just some scrub that came out of nowhere, because I've always liked this game. But he was on one.
It's
that was excessive.
Like, he's a good ball player.
Yeah, that was excessive on Saturday.
But that, I don't even think that's the first time he's done that.
No, I remember a game back in the COVID season. He came to the Golden 1 Center. And
I don't know how you remember anything from that. Because
that's when I met Chris Boucher, basically, not literally. I was like, oh, this dude kind of nice. He hit threes.
I don't even remember meeting you in the COVID year. All a blur.
Yeah, he'd be going to work on the Kings. And I remember that game. The Toronto beat the hell out of the Kings. And he was cooking. I need to find that game, because I feel like he had like 25 that night off the bench, too.
Goodness gracious. Well, he had 24. He had 24 of the bench's 39 points. Goodness gracious, man.
And I would say RJ.
Four guys at 20 plus, including RJ Barrett, who had 31.
I would say RJ Barrett played out of his mind, which he played really, really well, but he also gave us an opportunity. So.
Well, he did.
A couple of times.
He did.
So I can't act like it was just all bad for RJ Barrett, but.
Yeah. Jesse brought this up, man, and shout out to Super Producer for this one. You remember the Athletic article that Anthony Slater wrote about? It was like some little footnote about every team, and Ant-Man wrote about the Kings.
Yeah.
And it was about clutch.
I think it was their bold predictions.
Yeah, it was like if the Kings season come down to clutch games.
Yeah.
Well, the Kings have lost three really close games this year.
Damn.
By two, four, and three. What sort of Nostradamus is Anthony Slater?
Well, that's why he gets paid the big bucks.
Man.
It turns out those games actually matter.
Well, that's a good call by Ant-Man right there. Goodness gracious. 2 points, 4 points, and 3 points. Those are the Kings' three losses this year.
Difference between being 3-3 and 6-0, huh?
Sounds like it. Hell, give me two of those.
Who it's the Cavs and the Thunder?
Mm-hmm.
They're the only undefeated teams. Wow. Yeah.
Like I said, give me two of those. I don't even need all three. Give me two of those, and I'm looking at 5-1. But, you know, it's also one of those things where I am a believer in giving this team a little time to gel, to find their groove offensively, and, like, just as a team, like, figure out exactly where they want to go in all situations and, you know, and getting into a groove. I'm giving them a little time for that. I'm giving them a little time, like I said, about the first 12 to 15 games. And maybe we see those close games record change up a little bit. Real quick, I found that game. It was during the empty arena pandemic. Chris Boucher, 29 minutes. Kings lost 144-123. Chris Boucher, 29 minutes. 9 of 12 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3 for 23 points, 10 assists on the night off the bench. It's just what he does to the Kings. Just what he does.
A career 7-point-per-game score, except against the Kings.
Just what he does.
Well, here's something you're going to hear a lot over the next 72 hours. Let's head out to Florida. What's up, Kamar?
What's up, Kamar? What's going on, man?
What's up, bro? Y'all ready to screw it up again, aren't you?
No. Listen. I was calling just to remind everybody the importance of voting down ballot. I know California electorally is a state that is going to go a particular way, but, you know, just the importance of voting. And just expect a positive message that tomorrow's going to be a great day.
I'm with you.
You out there? You out there on the campaign trail with Vice President Harris, or?
No.
Oh, okay. That's all right. That's all right.
Yeah, see Kamar at the dinner they have the acceptance speech. They're gonna see him there.
I will be at the inauguration, but tomorrow I'm gonna be I'm on the news desk tomorrow. You know, giving commentary on election
night. Look at this guy.
Can we check you out at all? Like, we got any information?
No, it's local news, man.
Hey, man, I got Pluto. Pluto. You know what I mean? I might be able to get one of them Orlando affiliates?
The ABC News. But listen, it's gonna be good tomorrow. Hopefully tonight, Florida, you know, does disappoint a little bit with you know, California coming in. I'm not really worried about the team. As you can tell, I haven't texted y'all.
Can we just point out? No, real quick. Can we just point out how Kamara seamlessly tied the election into the game tonight, talking about California?
Well, that's why
you're
pro.
This man a vet, man. Come on, man. That's why they put this man on TV. This why this man got suits in every color and sparkles on his jewels, man. This dude ain't no sucker.
That's why he's a pro.
I'm sorry, Kamara. I've interrupted you four times. Go ahead.
No, it's great. It's not really worried about the team. You know, you can tell they're trying to figure out each other. I think it's a great sign that in six games, you've seen DeRozan really show his worth by his ability to score. And, you know, when the team finally gets his sea legs under them as far as, you know, roles and whatnot, particularly De'Aaron, you know, it's going to be a good thing. We're going to keep rolling. So, I mean, they've lost three games by less than 10 points, right?
Yeah.
That's the equivalent of Trump winning 2016 on inside straight by less than 100,000 votes. It's not going to happen continually. So, you see how I did that?
I see you.
So, yeah, so, you know, it's going to be good.
Hey, so, hold on, Kamar. ABC 9 in Orlando?
Look at you.
I think this is a live stream. So yeah, I'm gonna be ready.
Download the Pluto app. We can learn.
Well, no, I went to their website. It wasn't on Pluto. Look, here we go. Everybody, see this is 9.
Oh my God!
Yeah, in Orlando.
Well, okay, I don't know. Come on, that's not Kamara. Hey. Just for the record, for those that are watching, that is not Kamara on the screen right there.
This is live. Check out my dog Kamara, man, on ABC 9 in Orlando tomorrow.
Kamara, we tapped in. We tapped in, man.
Yeah.
Also, go vote.
Yes.
Go vote tomorrow. Oh, I can't believe that she asked to do this. I think Dr. Flo was pulling up tomorrow.
Let's go.
I think she said, hey, she was like, can I come in on Monday or Tuesday? I was like, Dr. Flo, yo, come in whenever you want. Yeah. Like, I don't know how you're going to pull this off, but go ahead. She's like, all right, I think I'll be there around, I'll try to come in around 12. Now, we know Dr. Flo, she might not be here at 12.
Right.
But she's going to step
Dr.
in here.
Dr. Flo pulling up on D'Lo and Casey. Come on, man. What? Let's go.
Man, we got to have the next mayor of Sacramento in here with
us. Let's go.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
She'll be in here with us tomorrow. Remind everybody about getting out there to vote.
Real quick, because our show would appreciate this. Maya Rudolph is unbelievable.
That was incredible.
Oh, my gosh. She was so good.
Yeah.
I thought it might have been like a voiceover. Like when she was talking, I said, well, maybe she's just like lip talking or whatever.
Yeah.
Like she's between that and Beyonce. And she has another one I can't remember that she's like great at. She's insane. She is insane.
Yeah, that was that mirror bit was terrific. Like that was just flawlessly done. Absolutely flawless. And one thing I was fascinated about that was the equal time thing.
Mm-hmm.
And NBC had to tell the Trump campaign exactly how long Vice President Harris was on the air. And I think it was a minute and 30 seconds, 90 seconds or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was unpaid, because the Harris campaign didn't pay for it, they had to give, or Trump's campaign can reach out and ask for equal time.
Yeah.
And they had to give them 90 seconds, a minute and 30 seconds of airtime to send a message or do whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And they wound up doing that, I think, like post a NASCAR race or something like that. Mm-hmm. But and I think that's an FCC rule. So that I find that stuff so fascinating.
Yeah.
How all of that works.
Yeah.
One did like a speech at a podium and the other one did a bit with one of the great comedians of the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Who I think, I'm going to mess this up. Maya Rudolph is Minnie Riperton's daughter, right?
I don't know for sure, but I know she is a singer's daughter.
I think I'm almost positive that's right. However, I always forget.
About right.
Mother, yep, Minnie Riperton.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Proud of myself for that.
Good knowledge.
Thank you very much. Big my. I try. She has a show that where she's like a she's divorcing like a billionaire or something like that. That I've tried to get into. It's funny. I've tried to get into it a couple of times, but just haven't like really made my way through it.
Is it an Apple show?
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny.
I'll definitely watch.
Yeah, it's good. Like, it's Maya. Like, it's good. I just... Loot! Thank you, Jordan. That's what it's called. It's called Loot. Yeah, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. Well,
let me ask you. Was there anything that you saw on Saturday that you are worried about?
No.
Should we lump right both now. Games into... to the equation? Did you see anything on Friday or Saturday that you're worried about?
No, but damn, that runs thing is real. Like, is there a game where a team hasn't gone on a run to where you're like...
It doesn't feel like it.
I mean, we're six in, and, you know, Minnesota ended the wrong way. Mm-hmm. They had a lead. The Lakers... I'm going to tell myself moving forward, the 21-01 by LeBron James and no one else.
What would Mark Jones probably say? That was of biblical proportions.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous. That wasn't even a run. That was a plague.
Mark is right. That's facts. But there was a little, in my the sequence might be out of play. It was a little run with Portland.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little run with Utah. There was a little run with Atlanta, and there was with Toronto as well. I wasn't upset with the Atlanta game. I mean, I think Atlanta tied it at like was it like 10?
They got it to within one. It looked they got like it within one. It,
okay,
yeah, they got it within one.
And then DeMar and De'Aaron were like, okay, we're not doing this,
right?
So there is. I think the answer to your question that I'm just being incredibly long-winded about is probably not. I don't think there's anything that concerned me over the weekend in the game in Atlanta and in the game in Toronto. They have experienced these runs, and you look at this is a stupid ass sentence. The Raptors were really close to putting Sacramento away, and they couldn't. LeBron and the Lakers, 21 straight points. But still couldn't put Sacramento away.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are two positives to take away in those two losses. But man, it is really, really, really hard for me to believe that's not the DeMar DeRozan effect.
Yes.
When you talk about a guy being able to go get a basket, when you know, talking about we are hemorrhaging at this point. That was the case in LA. Mm-hmm. We are hemorrhaging at this point. Someone stop it. We can't hit a three, and this was Saturday. We can't hit a three to save our life, but we have to get points.
Mm-hmm.
You take the ball out of the basket. It's a four-point game. Take it straight down the – didn't make it, got fouled. Fine. We're stopping the clock, and I'm getting 2 points right there. That's DeMar. De'Aaron has followed suit with that. De'Aaron was really good at it before DeMar DeRozan got there. But, like, those two in the fourth quarter are a phenomenal tandem, and it makes you feel like the Kings can be in any game.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're games that you feel like they should win, or maybe teams, or whether they're games against who we would categorize as like superior teams, they can stay in those games because of those two guys' ability to go get a basket. But what DeMar has done in the very early start of his Sacramento Kings career is phenomenal for him. It is phenomenal for this basketball team, and it's part of the reason, a big part of the reason, why that stat Kamara just threw out that we were talking about a little bit earlier. 2, 4, and 3. Those are the amount of points that they've lost in the three games that they've lost by. It's been 2, 4, and 3 points.
I think that changes for sure. DeMar has been fantastic. He was so good on Saturday in the clutch. He was ridiculous on Saturday night, man. And I thought he was just going to wheel that game home for the Kings. But I don't want to say for the first time, but maybe it was. I had the moment on Friday where I was watching the game with my son, and I turned to Reese and DeMar did something, and I had that moment where I was like, "Yo, this dude's on our team."
You see the difference
dude's on
there.
Our team,
like with having DeMar there, like you see there's another level that he brings, yeah, with like the type of player that he is, mm-hmm, and I'm not talking like the ability, but just more so like the stature and all that. I feel, yeah, like you don't have to worry about DeMar each night.
He is the truth. He is the truth. Like I said, I was sitting there watching that. He did something against Atlanta, and it was relatively early, but I was like, "Oh, this dude's on our team, man. Are you for real? We got DeMar DeRozan. Oh man, he's as advertised. He is so good. I'm excited to see the rest of the season with him there, and when these guys start to just get in sync a little bit.
Well, we missed you last night on Sports Sunday, but that's something me and Jake were talking about. Mm-hmm. Was he was like, you know, how does DeMar's fit make you feel about this team? And as we got into the conversation, it was like, there isn't a team in this league that couldn't use what DeMar DeRozan does. Mm-hmm. And we talk about him fitting in with the Sacramento Kings. It's the Sacramento Kings fitting in with him. Mm-hmm. Because he's going to play his way, and man, it has paid off in a major way that I think is going to pay off in a greater way as this season continues. And as Kamar mentioned a few minutes ago, hopefully it starts tonight. Buddha, hang tight. We'll get to TC and Buddha. Hang tight. We'll get to
yeah. Hang tight. One thing I do, I don't know if I'm worried about, but I do want to see stop. Is no disrespect to these NBA players, these men. I need the random NBA guy to stop lighting the King up.
Oh, that'd be nice. That'd be nice.
We didn't even talk about Garrison Matthews turning into,
bruh,
goddamn Steve Kerr, Klay Thompson combination on Friday night. What the hell was that? And he's a solid ball player. No. But seven threes? You couldn't leave him open like that? Oh, no, can't leave him open. And they were right. They were right. Can't leave him open. The guy didn't touch the rim.
A Steve Kerr Klay Thompson combination, huh?
Yeah, Steve Kerr, you can shoot the rock. Obviously, well, I know Klay Thompson can shoot the rock.
That might be the first iteration of that combination.
No, I think so.
In the history of sports, actually.
No, that's fast. It's
Steve Kerr and Klay, yeah.
Like, if you were to create a player on 2K, we're going Steve Kerr Klay Thompson.
Well, 99 from three.
Well, that's what Garrison Matthews was.
And then you combine that with Abaji turning into damn Dell Ellis on Saturday night. We already talked about Boucher turning into Karl Anthony Towns, the greatest shooting big man of all time. I mean, can we? I'm not gonna say what I'm about to say, but I'm just saying we need to. No, because I don't want to jinx us.
Yeah. That's a good idea. As a matter of fact, just shut the hell up. We'll come back because you've done this crap before. Yeah, you shut up. We'll come back and we'll take your calls here at the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. 916-909-1320 is D-Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Wow.
No, I'm not saying what I want. I'm saying that's what I see.
Hey,
that's what I see that's working.
When does John Cena start wrestling again?
Well, him and Goldberg.
I think Royal Rumble.
Wait, what? Oh yeah, you didn't hear.
Retirement match 2025. Goldberg.
No.
Yep.
Yeah. No.
He said he's retiring next year.
Pretty sure they announced that on College Game Day too, which was weird.
Yeah. Oh, there was a
no.
There was a
no.
Yes. No. A pre-game show. Show. Yeah.
On Saturday too. Did you follow that?
Was it what? Say it again.
Yeah, they were both in Happy Valley, and they.
Oh yeah, because Travis Hunter was on both shows. I think.
Yeah,
right?
And Pat McAfee was talking greasy. The Penn State fans were saying boycott Big Noon kickoff because they thought the game should have been at night and not at noon.
Huh.
They would have lost anyway.
Yeah, no, Goldberg's back, though. Goldberg is back.
Wait,
he's back for one more match, at least.
And it's with Cena.
No.
They didn't announce that, but I think that'll happen. I don't know if that's going to be his last match, but I think that'll happen.
So we have to kill John Cena on the way out.
I still need you to watch the Undertaker match, by the way.
I think they scrubbed it from the internet.
Like I've
seen enough.
You can go back and watch. Like, wow, Jesse didn't even like do it justice. This is really bad. He really almost killed Undertaker.
Like Jacob Z said, Goldberg's 7th annual retirement tour.
Nobody Jesus. Wants this either, bro. Like,
you know, he lost to Brock. That was it.
Who asked for this?
Goldberg.
Yeah, probably.
Honestly,
and they so why'd you have to give it to him?
I thought Hunter hated Goldberg. Hunter needs to start living up to these online rumors and just hate some of these people.
If Goldberg doesn't lose within the first minute of his last match, then it's all just dumb.
Well, they need a window to bring Brock Lesnar back, so Brock Lesnar and Goldberg for the fourth
They kind of pepper that a little bit, the Brock Lesnar thing, where that kind of comes up on Twitter bit. It's like, no, no, don't do that. Okay. And then it comes up a few months later or whatever.
They're trying to get a feel for when it's okay.
Yeah, it's never okay.
Exactly. Well,
I agree, but they're going to feel different. They're going to be like, if we just hold off enough time, we can get him back in there with no issues.
Who's a better wrestler, Goldberg or Ultimate Warrior?
Goldberg.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not by much, but Goldberg.
Oh, wait a minute, real quick. We're going to the phone lines, but
yeah.
By any chance, you know, when you left early, you were going to Hip Hop Made the Bait, you didn't listen to the show, the rest of the show, did you?
I didn't.
Okay.
Thank you.
Cool.
Brother, it gets real substitute teacher vibes when you leave middle of the show.
Well, no. I mean, I don't know. It's the same thing that happened when I was gone. Everybody wanted to call because one of the people weren't in there. So everybody was calling because you were gone. And our guy, Bryce.
Hey, they get comfortable when you're not here.
Yeah, well, he called and he wanted to run down the entire card of Crown Jewel and give his predictions. And we said, no, Bryce, no, we're not doing that. Give us your three matches. And one of them was...
he gets cut off. The powers that be cut him off, whoever it be, AT&T or whoever cell service is. He calls back, all right, Bryce, give us two matches. What did he give us, Kenny?
He gave us, like, the women's tag... Fatal four-way match.
And Tiffany Stratton, I think, or something like that. We tried.
I said, Damien's going to be upset.
So wait a second. Well, it's nothing.
We did get the Kings Hawks, by the way.
Let me get this right.
At 3:53.
I left for an hour. Wasn't Eddie here for 28 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
That happened.
All right.
And then
Titus
called. I don't know. It just switched. I don't know what happened.
I think the internet went out and then. Yeah,
that's what it sounds like. Right. Titus called and Titus said something.
Oh, Titus called and he called like to know about when we found out like wrestling was scripted or whatever. And he said he found out when he was a child and he read on the news that Hulk Hogan, Iron Sheik, and Hacksaw Jim Duggan were pulled over for having marijuana and cocaine in the car. And he was like, wait, no, Iron Sheik and Hulk Hogan are beefing.
Forget it. Just never mind. Just forget it.
last,
you know what?
Last
when
23
I'm
minutes,
not so
man,
here.
I didn't do nothing.
No,
I just
it's
took
fine.
The calls.
It's fine.
We tried our best, bro.
No, it's fine.
We tried.
Here's what we'll do moving forward. When I'm not here, I promise not to listen if you two promise not to tell me anything that happens.
Shout out to Bryce, man. I mean, he wanted to run down the whole card. I said, Bryce,
that was crazy.
We're not doing that, sir. Give me your three matches. And one of them was the ladies' fatal four-way tag match.
Buddha, 916-909-1320, the Elk Grove Kia talk line. And Buddha, what's up, boy?
To a crazy conversation. Marijuana and cocaine.
Yo,
Buddha, you a wild dude, Buddha.
What's up, big dog?
Not too much, man. It's good to talk to my boys again, man. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
For this big time thing, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, what you thinking about the Kings, man? How you feeling?
Shoot, man, I'm feeling amazing because DeRozan been everything and more than we was expecting. Mm. He can be the leading scorer. You don't need it, but some nights you might need it. So. To beat the little teams like the Hawks, the Portland Trail Blazers, and stuff like that. We lost a couple games like that last year. But with DeMar, we should run through them. We had a little trip up against Toronto. But, you know, at halftime, that definitely was a long speech going on. And my boys got a little tight in there, man. Good God.
Shout Buddha. Out, Buddha. Oh, that's the other thing that happened real quick. Shout out, Buddha. We want to apologize to you because Mitch called, and in that seat, I don't know if it's the headphone jack or what. You know I'm the Mitch whisperer. It was nothing, huh? It was tough.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but yeah, I was like, sorry, Mitch. I'm in the wrong seat today.
No. Thank you, Mitch.
The funniest part right now is like Damien really put it was really just 30 minutes where it all just went crazy. Eddie and Casey were fine.
I had a good conversation with Eddie. We were talking NBA. Everything was good. I said, hey, guys, I want to hear from everybody, man. And I heard from everybody. They tapped in.
Chicago promoted his barbecue wedding.
He did. Oh. He was on Stockton Boulevard.
I'm going to need you two to stop talking.
He was on Stockton Boulevard. All right. Hey, I'm out here. You know, I got the barbecue on the corner of Franklin and Stockton. Pull up.
Hey, KC, man, I got to get to this concert, man. I know you can't make it. You cool if I dip out at 3? Yeah, it's all good, man. No problem. I got you. Hey, man, it turns out James is bailing and going to Truckee. Oh, it's cool. Don't worry about it. I got it.
I didn't do nothing but pick up the phone.
Don't ask, don't tell. That's the new policy.
We just picked up the phone.
That's all we did.
All right, man. Let's get TC.
Oh, man.
TC, what's going on, baby?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers?
What's
Jesse
up,
and
TC?
Barrett, bro. What's going on? Hey, you know what, D-Lo? I think I started off that trend, though. If I'm not mistaken, Kenny, I think I was the first call.
Yeah, but TC was fine. Hey. He was fine. It was like, oh, okay, TC talking. He felt good about the Kings. Everything was fine. It looked like it was going to be all good. And then it was just wild.
Hey, but look, man, hey, I got to listen, man. I'm one of the ones that didn't like that last shot. I'm going to get straight to the bread and meat, bro, in this situation. I'm cool with Fox taking the shots. That's what we want him to take, like, be a killer at the end, because that's who you are. That's what we got you here for. But that's what we got DeRozan here for and Malik for, bro. At that particular moment, you got to pass it to Malik right there, bro, especially with you shooting at the percentage that you're shooting at. Not telling you not – let's not get this confused with – me seeming like I don't want him to take a shot, that shot. No, take that shot, Fox. But in that predicament, bro, you got to pass it to Malik Monk. He's naked. He's wide open. Mm. He's finna knock that down, but you got to pass that, Fox. Can't nobody tell me no different about that shot, bro. I feel some type of way about that, period.
Okay. What, you want to fire De'Aaron?
Some type of way. Right. Look, I understand...
I understand that Malik was wide open. I also understand that De'Aaron was 0 of 10, but we've said this a million times. I think we had just said it the other day. Didn't know it was going to be literal. If De'Aaron is 0 for 10, he'll go 0 for 11. Mm-hmm. He's not going to shy away from the shot.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I said I'm always pro last best player on the team getting the last shot no matter what. Even if he's not shooting well, it's like there's a reason why he's that guy. Yeah. And it wasn't even a bad shot either. Like the ball kind of bounced perfectly back to De'Aaron and all that.
Yeah.
Like it was just.
I think that was it. I think off the top of my head, that was a Keegan offensive rebound, kick it back out to one.
Yeah, it was. Yep.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
Like it worked. He just didn't hit the shot.
Damn. I understand everybody. I'm looking at it too. Malik, wide open. He's there. Malik had a really good game on Saturday too. I think he's a better 3-point shooter than De'Aaron Fox. Get it to him. Let him hit. I understand. But at the same time, hey. That's your guy. That's the franchise. Take the shot. Do you think that if De'Aaron would have passed that off and Malik Monk missed the shot, people would be critical of De'Aaron not taking the shot?
No. I don't, because he was 0 of 10 at that point. Mm-hmm. If he was 0 of 1, maybe. Mm-hmm. 0 of 10 is a lot. Like, I don't – and it's Malik. Mm-hmm. If he had, there's no, okay, I was going to go extreme. If he swung it to Keon Ellis, mm-hmm. I think people would have felt some way about that. Mm-hmm. But if he goes to DeMar, if he goes to Malik, honestly, if he goes to Keegan, I don't think anyone's sweating him. This man kicked the ball out to Freeport one time.
Yeah.
And it paid off because it was the right play. Mm-hmm. That shot in that moment was probably the right shot for De'Aaron. It was probably the right shot for the Kings. But
I think
he was 0 of 10 at that point.
I feel like it's a lot easier for us to say it too, watching the game and all that. Because, like, it wasn't just a play. They ran a play. Like, no, it's time's winding down, and we got to score, like, hit a three before this game is over. Like, I don't think it's as easy as, like, De'Aaron knows Malik's there swinging or whatever. Like, the play happened pretty fast.
Absolutely. I think you're 100% right. I feel the same way. I believe you when I say you wouldn't feel some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
I think people would have said something if he would have passed it and Malik missed.
To Malik?
No, to De'Aaron.
If De'Aaron had passed it to Malik?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's crazy.
I do too. I just think that would have happened.
Really?
If franchise. You got to be. You afraid to take that shot? Come on, you know how sports go. You know,
And he's 0-10 mm-hmm. in that exact scenario. Man,
I need you to not be afraid to take that shot. I think that's how people go. I think what happened on Saturday, outside of the shot not going in, was perfectly fine. I want De'Aaron to take that shot. I want him to have the confidence to take that shot. I believe he always has the confidence to take that shot. If he would have passed it to Malik Monk, I wouldn't have been tripping off that either, because mm-hmm. Malik Monk is a deadly catch-and-shoot three-point shooter, and he's wide open there. So there is the way you get there, I don't think there's any wrong way. The only thing that we're missing here is the made three. But I wouldn't have a problem with it. But I do think people would have sweated him. Maybe not a whole lot of people, but I think there would have been people out there that would have sweated him for passing up on the game-winning shot, which would be ridiculous.
Yeah, I think so, too. Mm-hmm. I think that's absolutely crazy. But I understand the people who wanted him to. I understand both. You want De'Aaron to take the shot? Perfect. You want him to swing it to Malik? Fine. Mm-hmm. I'm good with that.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.